Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring the top strategic imperatives redefining connected and autonomous vehicles in 2026. We'll be unpacking how the global automotive industry is evolving into a digital ecosystem where AI, 5G, and advanced sensors converge to create safer, smarter, and more immersive travel experiences. Every journey is turning into a data-driven experience as vehicles begin to sense, analyze, and respond to the world around them in real time. So stay tuned. Think about how much the car in your driveway has changed recently. For decades, it was a mechanical product. But today, we are seeing the rise of software-defined vehicles, SDVs, where data, rather than just hardware, drives mobility. Fleet operations are becoming data-driven powerhouses, powered by telematics, edge computing, and real-time intelligence. While advancements in sensor suites like LiDAR and radar refine environmental perception, the real catalyst for autonomy is the evolution of high-performance computing and software architecture. These breakthroughs are allowing vehicles to navigate complex environments, prompting governments to set higher safety benchmarks. Here are the top strategic imperatives redefining the connected and autonomous vehicle industry. 1. Disruptive technologies, transforming the in-cabin experience. Vehicles are becoming connected digital hubs. Through smartphone integration and AI-powered assistance, the car is now an extended living space. We're seeing advanced experiences like gaming, 3D audio, and augmented reality interfaces. Strategic partnerships, like BMW with AirConsole or Volvo and Mahindra & Mahindra with Dolby, are already monetizing these next-gen cabin experiences. 2, industry convergence. Harmonizing cross-domain fusion of software, silicon, and sensing. This isn't just about cars anymore. It's a fusion of automotive engineering, consumer electronics, and robotics. By integrating high-performance semiconductors directly into the software stack, OEMs are creating high-intelligent solutions that reduce development timelines and standardize mobility platforms. 3. Innovative business models, pivoting to software-led service revenue streams. The way the industry makes money is shifting from hardware sales to software-driven services. Features on demand, FODs, subscription apps, and in-vehicle purchase stores are the new growth pillars. AI-driven personalization and cybersecurity services are becoming critical factors in how consumers choose their next vehicle. 4. Geopolitical chaos, navigating trade volatility and supply chain fragmentation. It's not all smooth sailing. Trade tensions and tariff fluctuations are disrupting global supply chains. Companies are responding by localizing R&D and diversifying where they get their components to meet region-specific regulations. Agile entry strategies are now essential to sustain growth amid this uncertainty. 5. Competitive intensity, accelerating innovation cycles to outpace new entrants. The race for autonomous mobility has intensified. Traditional OEMs are now competing with tech giants and agile startups that use disruptive pricing and aggressive tactics. Established brands are fighting back through R&D alliances and accelerated innovation cycles. 6. Internal challenges, standardizing global compliance across fragmented frameworks. One of the biggest hurdles is the lack of harmonized global regulations. Disparities in data privacy and cybersecurity standards across regions increase costs and delay deployments. Stakeholders are advocating for alignment through bodies like the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, UNECE, to streamline certification. 7. Transformative megatrends. Advancing perception capabilities through sensor fusion. As we move toward L3 plus autonomy, the demand for high-resolution multispectral sensor suites is exploding. Regulatory mandates for safety are accelerating the adoption of redundant sensor fusion architectures. This ensures failure-safe operation by allowing the vehicle to perceive, compute, and actuate in dynamic environments. 8. Disruptive technologies, integrating networked mobility through 5G and vehicle-to-everything. Finally, the rollout of automotive 5G and vehicle-to-everything, V2X communication, is the glue holding it all together. It enables real-time connectivity, better ADAS capabilities, and smart city integration. Automakers are already embedding 5G modules across mid-to-premium vehicle segments. Before we wrap up, let's address a few things on everyone's mind. When will this be public? Limited features are here now, but widespread deployment of highly or fully autonomous vehicles will happen gradually over the next few years as regulation and infrastructure catch up. What about safety? Key concerns remain around system reliability, cybersecurity, and the ethical questions of how vehicles prioritize actions in unavoidable situations. What about my data? These vehicles transmit huge volumes of location and behavioral data, raising significant questions about data ownership and privacy. Industry leaders who successfully integrate software, silicon, and sensing while mitigating geopolitical risks will be the ones who lead this transformation. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our top strategic imperatives, growth analysis, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email us at hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more podcasts to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready. Thanks you.